Welcome to a little Grace to Grow podcast today. I want to take a passage of scripture out of Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 4. And I want to emphasize four words in this particular verse. The verse says, "And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter." And here are the words. Well, five words. "So he made it again." So he made it again, another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. What a blessing, ladies and gentlemen, that this potter made it again. Now, this particular potter was no ordinary potter. He had a vessel in mind before he started working in the clay. He had a valuable vessel, something that would attract the attention of the crowd, that would be useful. And yet, as he began to work this clay on the wheel, he would spin it, he would shape it. It just wouldn't hold its form. He would take it and ball it up, and he'd make it again. And he'd spin it on the wheel. He'd put his hand inside that ball of clay and begin to mold it, but it would not hold its shape. He had a desire to make a very beautiful vase with this particular piece of clay. But for some reason, this clay would not cooperate. So he took that clay and he looked at it closely and he realized, well, there's some ingredients in here. There's some places in this clay that are going to have to be removed. So he removed some of those hard, unpliable portions of clay. When he did so, he realized he couldn't make the vase that he originally had in mind, but he could still make a very useful vessel, a vessel with some value. And so he balled it up once again, and he put it on that spinning wheel, and he began to spin it and mold it and spin it and mold it and put water on it and mold it with his hands until, voila, he made a beautiful water pitcher. Oh, it's not a vase, but it is a water pitcher. It doesn't have the shape and the beauty that he had in mind originally, but it's useful. He works this and works this, and finally he's got this water pitcher, but now he's got to put it in the oven. He's got to heat it up, and he knows just the right amount of heat for this clay so as to not crack it. He knows just how long it needs to stay in the oven so as to not overheat it. And he puts it in there, and that clay begins to harden in its form and its shape. It takes on this character of a water pitcher. It is solid now. It's waterproof. It will hold water. This potter knew how to make the best out of the clay that was in his hands. You know, our Heavenly Father does as well. You and I may be marred, but we can be mended. Our Father knows how to turn our messes into masterpieces. Let's look at the many messes in the Bible and see how God turned those messes into masterpieces. Boy, we look at Rahab the harlot. Blight on her character. Rahab the harlot. And yet when all is said and done with her life, we find that she is in the hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. She turns her heart over to God, and God uses her life to such a degree that when all is said and done, when we read about the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we look back on the names of his ancestors, we find Rahab the harlot. Have you messed up? Do you feel there's no hope for your life? All it takes is for you to be pliable and submissive to the Lord, regardless of what you've done in the past, regardless of how you failed. Confess, forsake, submit. That's what you need to do. And he'll take you and he'll remold you and he'll use you for something useful. He'll take your life and mold your life and make you a vessel of value and usefulness. He wants you to be able to pour the living water on those around you. He wants you to be able to carry the gospel to the lost in a vessel that is a designer's model. He knows people are particular about the vessels they drink from. Nobody likes to drink from a dirty cup. He wants the gospel to be dispensed from a suitable vessel. Once again, we look at the passage, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. Oh, you might be 20 years old. You might be 35 years old. You might be 47 years old. You might be 68 years old, and you feel like it's too late, but it's not. All you have to do is humble yourself to before the Lord Jesus Christ, confess, forsake, and watch him use your life once again. All of the circumstances in your life are that spinning wheel. His word is that which will mold you and guide you. And the trials that come into your life, oh, that's the hardening process to develop your character and to make you useful. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. I hope you have a fantastic week. God bless you. Until next time.